Escuelas oficiales de idiomas de la región de Murcia. Pruebas específicas de certificación. Comprensión de textos orales. Nivel B1. Convocatoria, septiembre 2020.
Task 1.
In the summer of 1936, people all over the world heard the name of Jesse Owens. That summer, Owens joined the best athletes from 50 nations to compete in the Olympic Games. They met in Berlin, Germany. There was special interest in the Olympic Games that year. Adolf Hitler was the leader of Germany. Hitler and his Nazi party believed that white people, especially German people, were the best race of people on earth. In the summer of 1936, Hitler wanted to prove his beliefs to the world. He wanted to show that German athletes could win every important competition. After all, only a few weeks before the Olympics, German boxer Max Schmeling had defeated the great American heavyweight Joe Louis, a black man.
Jesse Owens was black, too. Until 1936, very few black athletes had competed in the Olympics for the United States. Owens was proud to be on the team. He was very sure of his ability. Owens spent 1 week competing in 4 different Olympic track and field events in Berlin. During that time, he did not think much about the color of his skin or about Adolf Hitler. Owens said later, "I was looking only at the finish line. I thought of all the years of practice and competition and of all who believed in me."
We do not know what Hitler thought of Jesse Owens. No one recorded what he said about this black man who ran faster and jumped farther than any man of any color at the Olympic Games. But we can still see Jesse Owens as Hitler saw him. For at Hitler's request, motion pictures were made of the Berlin Olympic Games. The films show Jesse Owens as a thin but powerfully built young man with smooth brown skin and short hair. When he ran, he seemed to move without effort. When he jumped, as one observer said, he seemed to jump clear out of Germany. Jesse Owens won the highest award, the gold medal, in all four of the Olympic competitions he entered. In the 100-meter run, he equaled the fastest time ever run in that Olympic event. In the long jump and the 200-meter run, he set new Olympic records. And as part of a four-man team, he helped set a new world record for the 400-meter relay race. He was the first American in the history of Olympic track and field events to win four gold medals in a single Olympics. In the summer of 1936, people all over the world heard the name of Jesse Owens. That summer, Owens joined the best athletes from 50 nations to compete in the Olympic Games. They met in Berlin, Germany. There was special interest in the Olympic Games that year. Adolf Hitler was the leader of Germany. Hitler and his Nazi party believed that white people, especially German people, were the best race of people on earth. In the summer of 1936, Hitler wanted to prove his beliefs to the world. He wanted to show that German athletes could win every important competition. After all, only a few weeks before the Olympics, German boxer Max Schmeling had defeated the great American heavyweight Joe Louis, a black man.
Jesse Owens was black, too. Until 1936, very few black athletes had competed in the Olympics for the United States. Owens was proud to be on the team. He was very sure of his ability. Owens spent 1 week competing in four different Olympic track and field events in Berlin. During that time, he did not think much about the color of his skin or about Adolf Hitler. Owens said later, "I was looking only at the finish line. I thought of all the years of practice and competition and of all who believed in me."
We do not know what Hitler thought of Jesse Owens. No one recorded what he said about this black man who ran faster and jumped farther than any man of any color at the Olympic Games. But we can still see Jesse Owens as Hitler saw him, for at Hitler's request, motion pictures were made of the Berlin Olympic Games. The films show Jesse Owens as a thin but powerfully built young man with smooth brown skin and short hair. When he ran, he seemed to move without effort. When he jumped, as one observer said, he seemed to jump clear out of Germany. Jesse Owens won the highest award, the gold medal, in all four of the Olympic competitions he entered. In the 100-meter run, he equaled the fastest time ever run in that Olympic event. In the long jump and the 200-meter run, he set new Olympic records. And as part of a four-man team, he helped set a new world record for the 400-meter relay race. He was the first American in the history of Olympic track and field events to win four gold medals in a single Olympics.
Task 2.
Surprising sugar. Sugar in fruit. Fruit tastes sweet because it has natural sugars in it. But we shouldn't be worried about eating fruit because of its sugar. In fact, fruits are some of the very best things we can eat. Fruit contains lots of the nutrients our bodies need, including vitamins and minerals, water and fiber. Vitamins and minerals are very, very important to our bodies. and all of your favourite fruits contain them. Strawberries and blackcurrants are high in vitamin C, which helps keep our skin, teeth and bones healthy. Bananas are a good source of potassium. Potassium does a very important job helping to keep our nerves and muscles healthy. Can you think of some of the things you need your muscles for? Running, jumping, chewing, blinking. You need muscles to be able to move your whole body. Fruit also contains fiber. Fiber is very important and is only found in foods that come from plants. Fiber that is found in fruit can keep your digestive system healthy and helps prevent digestive problems. 5 to 11-year-olds need about 20 grams of fiber every day. An apple contains around 4 grams of fiber, whereas a bar of chocolate contains almost none, around 0.14 grams. So the next time you want to eat something sweet, why not eat a piece of fruit to fuel your body with goodness and energy? Refined sugar is sugar that has been processed to make it fine and white. It is made by taking either sugarcane, which grows in tropical climates such as the Caribbean and Southeast Asia, or sugar beet, which grows in colder countries such as the United Kingdom and other parts of Europe, and processing these to strip away everything except the pure sugar. Sugar gives us a very short energy burst, but it doesn't give our bodies any of the other things it needs to work properly. If you eat sugar instead of other foods such as whole grains and fruit and vegetables, then you don't get the nutrients your body needs. Refined sugar is the kind of sugar that is added to food. Sugar that has been added to food is the kind of sugar we need to eat only in moderation, because it can cause tooth decay as well as other health problems. It's not just sweets that contain refined sugar. Lots of familiar foods that you might not think of as sweet have refined sugar in them too. Some that might surprise you include tomato ketchup, breakfast cereal, low-fat yogurt, and fruit drinks. For example, in one slice of white bread, there can be as many as 3 grams of sugar. Instead, when we want something sweet, it's a good idea to have a piece of fruit, because not only do the natural sugars in fruit taste nice, there are benefits to our health as well. Surprising sugar. Sugar in fruit. Fruit tastes sweet because it has natural sugars in it, but we shouldn't be worried about eating fruit because of its sugar. In fact, fruits are some of the very best things we can eat. Fruit contains lots of the nutrients our bodies need, including vitamins and minerals, water and fiber. Vitamins and minerals are very, very important to our bodies, and all of your favourite fruits contain them. Strawberries and blackcurrants are high in vitamin C, which helps keep our skin, teeth and bones healthy. Bananas are a good source of potassium. Potassium does a very important job helping to keep our nerves and muscles healthy. Can you think of some of the things you need your muscles for? Running, jumping, chewing, blinking. You need muscles to be able to move your whole body. Fruit also contains fiber. Fiber is very important and is only found in foods that come from plants. Fiber that is found in fruit can keep your digestive system healthy and helps prevent digestive problems. 5 to 11-year-olds need about 20 grams of fiber every day. An apple contains around 4 grams of fiber, whereas a bar of chocolate contains almost none, around 0.14 grams. So the next time you want to eat something sweet, why not eat a piece of fruit to fuel your body with goodness and energy? Refined sugar is sugar that has been processed to make it fine and white. It is made by taking either sugarcane, which grows in tropical climates such as the Caribbean and Southeast Asia, or sugar beet, which grows in colder countries such as the United Kingdom and other parts of Europe, and processing these to strip away everything except the pure sugar. Sugar gives us a very short energy burst, but it doesn't give our bodies any of the other things it needs to work properly. If you eat sugar instead of other foods such as whole grains and fruit and vegetables, then you don't get the nutrients your body needs. Refined sugar is the kind of sugar that is added to food. Sugar that has been added to food is the kind of sugar we need to eat only in moderation, because it can cause tooth decay as well as other health problems. It's not just sweets that contain refined sugar. Lots of familiar foods that you might not think of as sweet have refined sugar in them too. Some that might surprise you include tomato ketchup, breakfast cereal, low-fat yogurt, and fruit drinks. For example, in one slice of white bread, there can be as many as 3 grams of sugar. Instead, when we want something sweet, it's a good idea to have a piece of fruit, because not only do the natural sugars in fruit taste nice, there are benefits to our health as well.
Task 3.
These two very old people are the father and mother of Mr. Bucket. Their names are Grandpa Joe and Grandma Josephine. And these two very old people are the father and mother of Mrs. Bucket. Their names are Grandpa George and Grandma Georgina. Mr. and Mrs. Bucket have a small boy, whose name is Charlie Bucket. The whole of this family, the six grown-ups, count them, and little Charlie Bucket, live together in a small wooden house on the edge of a great town. The house wasn't nearly large enough for so many people, and life was extremely uncomfortable for them all. There were only two rooms in the place altogether, and there was only one bed. And the bed was given to the four old grandparents because they were so old and tired. They were so tired, they never got out of it. Grandpa Joe and Grandma Josephine on this side, Grandpa George and Grandma Georgina on this side. Mr. and Mrs. Bucket and little Charlie Bucket slept in the other room upon mattresses on the floor. In the summertime, this wasn't too bad, but in the winter, freezing cold draughts blew across the floor all night long, and it was awful. There wasn't any question of them being able to buy a better house, or even one more bed to sleep in. They were far too poor for that. Mr. Bucket was the only person in the family with a job. He worked in a toothpaste factory, where he sat all day long at a bench and screwed the little caps onto the tops of the tubes of toothpaste after the tubes had been filled. Poor Mr. Bucket was never able to make enough to buy one half of the things that so large a family needed. There wasn't even enough money to buy proper food for them all. The only meals they could afford were bread and margarine for breakfast, boiled potatoes and cabbage for lunch, and cabbage soup for supper. The Sundays were a bit better. They all looked forward to Sundays because then, although they had exactly the same, everyone was allowed a second helping. The Buckets went about from morning till night with a horrible, empty feeling in their tummies. Charlie felt it worst of all. And although his father and mother often went without their own share of lunch or supper so that they could give it to him, it still wasn't nearly enough for a growing boy. He desperately wanted something more filling and satisfying than cabbage and cabbage soup. The one thing he longed for more than anything else was chocolate. These two very old people are the father and mother of Mr. Bucket. Their names are Grandpa Joe and Grandma Josephine. And these two very old people are the father and mother of Mrs. Bucket. Their names are Grandpa George and Grandma Georgina. Mr. and Mrs. Bucket have a small boy, whose name is Charlie Bucket. The whole of this family, the six grown-ups, count them, and little Charlie Bucket, lived together in a small wooden house on the edge of a great town. The house wasn't nearly large enough for so many people, and life was extremely uncomfortable for them all. There were only two rooms in the place altogether, and there was only one bed. and the bed was given to the four old grandparents because they were so old and tired. They were so tired, they never got out of it. Grandpa Joe and Grandma Josephine on this side, Grandpa George and Grandma Georgina on this side. Mr. and Mrs. Bucket and little Charlie Bucket slept in the other room upon mattresses on the floor. In the summertime, this wasn't too bad, but in the winter, freezing cold draughts blew across the floor all night long, and it was awful. There wasn't any question of them being able to buy a better house, or even one more bed to sleep in. They were far too poor for that. Mr. Bucket was the only person in the family with a job. He worked in a toothpaste factory, where he sat all day long at a bench and screwed the little caps onto the tops of the tubes of toothpaste after the tubes had been filled. Poor Mr. Bucket was never able to make enough to buy one half of the things that so large a family needed. There wasn't even enough money to buy proper food for them all. The only meals they could afford were bread and margarine for breakfast, boiled potatoes and cabbage for lunch, and cabbage soup for supper. The Sundays were a bit better. They all looked forward to Sundays because then, although they had exactly the same, everyone was allowed a second helping. The Buckets went about from morning till night with a horrible, empty feeling in their tummies. Charlie felt it worst of all, and although his father and mother often went without their own share of lunch or supper so that they could give it to him, it still wasn't nearly enough for a growing boy. He desperately wanted something more filling and satisfying than cabbage and cabbage soup. The one thing he longed for more than anything else was chocolate.
Fin de la prueba.